His name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Yeah, I guess so. That's easy in the New Testament to say God is with you. They saw him. They saw him walk up mountains and cross rivers. I mean, they saw that. A young man took his third trimester teenager 85 miles over rocky terrain on the back of a donkey to slip into the darkest part of the night, into humanity and into our dilemma and into our mess. If there's any question what the motivation of Jesus Christ is, look at the advent of Jesus Christ in the middle of the darkest part of the night, in the middle of our mess in a manger. You'll see where he wants to be, where he longed to be, in the first place he placed himself as a baby. Somehow to make the point that if your life is a mess tonight, and you feel in the darkest of places, and you feel alone and empty and vacated and alienated and hopeless, I dare say Christ Emmanuel is with you in your mess and is pleased to be there. The birth of Jesus Christ is love's greatest pursuit. The death of Jesus Christ is love's greatest sacrifice, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is love's greatest triumph. But fast forward 2,000 years and say God is with us when you can't see him walk and talk and touch lepers and heal people, and you can't have a face-to-face conversation with him, is a little different story. It is one that necessitates a thing we call faith. If God is with us in this nation, in this culture, in this community, in this church, and in your personal life, in your marriage, and in your family, if God is with us, there ought to be some evidence. You just can't take a supreme being and make him present in a person's life and not see the hand of God and his fingerprints upon that life. It's almost impossible. Where is God with us in this church? There ought to be some proof, positive. There ought to be some fruit. There ought to be some acknowledgments. There ought to be some inexplicable things going on. There ought to be some movement in a divine direction. I'm of a mindset and a heart that there is just such a case here at this church. This is a church that doesn't just try to get by week to week and see if we can make a budget and put together some sort of service and then maybe meet next week. No, we're not about that. We're about the fruitfulness and the bounty of God and the blessings of God. We're about starting building projects in the worst of economies by faith. We're about broadcasting to people all around the world, all around the region, all around the community, all around the Southeast, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're all about building a building that will help us do that even better. So where just is the evidence of this God who is with us, not in the first century where we read about it, but in the 21st century where we experience it? I think God is with this church in a number of ways, and with the people of this church, as evident by the fact that we have a satellite location in Sky Valley where there is a love between the people I've not seen in many churches. There is a commitment one to another. There is a longing and a fellowship, an increased attendance. There is a stability and a balance to that ministry, and there is a posturing that ministry to do things that they cannot do on their own. There's a faith there, a knowledge there, and a learning there that prayer in 2017 is going to yield great, great benefits. Where's God in our ministry? Well, God's down in the market. A lady called me the other day. She said, I just want to introduce myself. I'm a customer at the market in Cullowhee. She said, I don't know if you realize this or not. She says, my neighbor, I brought him to the market. He wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for the food that you provided for him. He wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have made his faith walk without it. She just said, I wanted to tell you I'm a faithful customer and I appreciate what y'all are doing down there. That's God with us. 9 years ago, I stood in front of an empty, single-wide trailer with a note on the door from a former pregnancy care center that had gone south for lack of attention, lack of nurturing, lack of love, and lack of money. This coming week, that very pregnancy care center will close on a brand new facility, and this church had the privilege, I mean the privilege, of providing over $150,000 for that endeavor, and they will start out not in a single Y, but in a permanent location. 9 months from now, 9 months from last week, a little baby's going to be born somewhere down there in the Silva area. Because God is with us. And they're going to show up to that new location, and they're going to teach teenage girls and college girls and their boyfriends and their husbands what it means to follow Jesus Christ, to be there for someone in the midst of a storm or in the greatest triumphs. Because God is with us. And every month that goes by at the Smoky Mountain Pregnancy Care Center, there will not be a mortgage payment to make. Hallelujah be to God. For the next 360 months, there will be no payments to make. God is with us and with us in our ministry. God is with us as we've partnered with a collegiate ministry down there and formed an even deeper friendship than last year, an even greater sacrifice and even greater fruit as hundreds of college students who 9 years ago had a hard time finding a ministry they wanted to be a part of that are now exploring an adventure with Jesus Christ. And I'm so pleased to see the many ministries down there doing so very well. God is with us. Emmanuel is with us because there's a Hispanic church this past year that just had an open house and finished a brand new building. Put the last nail in the last piece of molding, painted the last piece of the sheetrock. And there's a Hispanic congregation at the First Baptist Church of Love because God is with us and we cared enough and we moved abruptly to help them finish what they could not do on our own. As I speak before you tonight in Kathmandu, Nepal, people will soon wake up for a morning's work. It's Monday morning, and they'll begin working on and finishing the Passion City Music Center that will sculpt and change the way that worship takes place in that nation, because God is with us and moved upon us to move upon them and encourage them spiritually, emotionally, through fellowship and through financial giving. In Scotland today, many will wake up still addicted to alcohol, still depressed, still looking for some sort of answer. And because this congregation understands that Emmanuel is actually God with us in this nation, in 2018, they'll find sobriety. They'll find Christ, they'll be born again, they'll be discipled, they'll worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. They'll have a new sanctuary, they'll have a cafe, they'll employ people in the Dundee area of Scotland because God is with us and we were moved upon to move upon them. In Ukraine, there are 10 churches thriving, moving forward, pressing in, being assertive, sharing the gospel despite the fact that the Russian front is not all that far away. And they'll continue to get aid in word and in deed. Downtown Tokyo, there's a church there that is growing when churches aren't supposed to be growing in Tokyo. Throughout Asia, this ministry is making a difference. This past year, we've sent people in our congregation to Uganda. We have one of our own who's ministering in Jordan. We have someone about to minister to refugees in England, and as of a few days ago, we'll have interns working here at the church from Costa Rica in 2018 for the glory of God. We've had beautiful babies born in this church this past year, and we've seen people born again, accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We've seen them enter the waters of baptism, and we've celebrated with them, but we've also mourned the loss some very dear people. And because we do life on life, and because we're a church, and because we go through life together, it's probably safe to say that not everyone in this room will be here next year, next Christmas. We buried Tom James down in Scaly, and we memorialized Patty Cannon, and we ministered to their families, and We ministered to the people in the community who needed someone to bury their loved one. We dealt with overdoses and opiates and everything else that comes at this community. And we've recently said our last word to our very own George Taylor. But we triumph, and we press on, and we love. And we love the sick, and we help the widows and the single mothers, and we reach out to the community. We had our second kidney move from one pew to another this past year. We've seen some marriages triumph when they weren't supposed to. We've seen some breakthroughs in counseling, and we've seen some people healed, physically healed and emotionally healed this past year. We owe a lot to our deacons and the devotion they have to serve this church, this congregation, and this community. We've seen our children and our students grow, and we're going to see them grow even more in 2018. We've done all of this in the midst of personnel transition. We lost an assistant pastor to a ministry in Atlanta. Cried as we say goodbye to him, but I got news for you. In 2018, we got a handful of 20-somethings. We're going to change the world with these people. We've got a zealous, passionate, devoted, young staff who's relatable, hungry, and will not take no for an answer, who are going to take heaven by storm, who are going to build relationships with students, middle schoolers and high schoolers, and we're going to exact upon this community a different strategy to reach young people. Emmanuel, God with us. Yeah, he's with us. That's not the point. A lot of people know that God is with them. The question is, do you act upon it? The question is, do you take a leap of faith? The question is, do you make decisions that are taken by faith that he is with us and he never will leave us and never will forsake us? Do you trust him when you don't know where to go, when you don't know what to say? Do you trust him in the counseling on the sofa? Do you trust him with vulnerability and transparency? Do you trust him with your giving? Do you trust him with your life? Do you trust him with your children? Do you trust your health to him? Do you commit your days to him? Yeah. It's one thing to say God's with us. It's another to act upon it. Faith without works is dead. It always has been, and it always will be. We are not the greatest church in the world, but we are a pretty good church. We're a humble, warm, loving, kind, sensitive, generous church. We're not overbuilt. We're not overextended. We don't owe anything to anybody. We are free, we are dangerous, we are lean, and we are mean. We can do what we want to do on a dime. We can go anywhere in the world we want to go. We can minister in any way we want to minister. We're not encumbered by bureaucracy, red tape, or 12 or 14 different committees to make a decision. We are a church that is on the move, doing things that other people only dream of. And we will continue to be, because when the Word of God and Jesus Christ become the center of the church, though many are changing, that right there assures you of success and fruitfulness. You don't even have to know what you're doing. Pastor Cody asked me to give a homily. I had to Google it. Basically, it means don't be charismatic, keep your voice low, and hurry up with it. Three things I know no business doing. It's no part of me says that. But I guess before this evening comes to a close, and almost this year, I want to tell you on behalf of my wife, Angie, and I, how privileged we are to be here with you. People used to ask me, why are you going to a small church in the mountains? And my answer would be, frankly, I have no idea. But I know I was called there, and I know we're going to figure it out along the way. And I know you're called to be here, and I know there's some things we still have to figure out along the way. But we're in the right place at the right time, serving the right God with the right heart. And together we're making a difference. I'm very proud of you. You are probably the single most encouraging congregation on the face of the earth. There are very few problems that have to be dealt with here. There is a spirit of unity and resolve and hope. Don't let go. God is with us. He's in us when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, and he's got a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And some of us sharpen the other. Some of us make others better. Some of us impart wisdom. Some of us pray. Some of us do things. Some of us give. Some of us serve. Some of us work. Some of us build things. Some of us preach. Some of us sing. But collectively, we have nothing to fear. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. We have no reason to complain. We don't have to mirror the culture or conform to it. We are leaders, trendsetters. We're not thermometers that take the temperature of the culture in Highlands and Cashers. We're thermostats, and this church sets the temperature for the culture. If you're interested in leading, leading by example, and being part of a church in 2018 that can say without reservation that God is with us, then you've done found the right church. I want you to think about the possibilities of what lie ahead as God keeps his hand and his fingerprint upon you. If you slept any kind of idea into this sanctuary tonight that there's something in your life you cannot overcome or something that will always be the way that it is right now, I stand up here to correct you, my friend. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. So I pray over you that God would fan into flames the gifts that are in you and fan into flame the love that is in you and warm your heart and help you to hug your family just a little bit tighter tonight. I want to encourage you to pace your ears back because just we're really getting ready to do some things in 2018 that'll blow your mind. And you don't want to miss what lies ahead for this church. I can assure you of that. When you look at this candle tonight, ask yourself, am I a light ready and willing to go into the darkest part of another person's life and give birth to a new hope in the middle of their mess? Because if you are, you and Emmanuel are on the same page. Cry out to God for that person in darkness and cry out to God for that person in a mess. And insert yourself into their dilemma. And let's help them. Emmanuel, God, with us.